Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 123 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make theater happen. Just a quick reminder that you can download and subscribe to the podcast from the Apple Podcast app or from iTunes. That way your feed will be automatically updated when we release the episodes. But you can also listen to us on many other podcast streaming services such as Stitcher and Google Play. Please rate and review our podcast if you have a spare 30 seconds and help us reach more theater lovers out there around the globe. And now for this week's podcast. Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution has been an extremely popular story in pretty much all forms of entertainment you can possibly imagine. It's been a best-selling novel, a Billy Wilder film, British and American television adaptations, radio adaptations. I mean, if you think of it, it's probably been done. And that includes theater, of course. The original production opened in London in 1953 at the Winter Garden Theatre, now the Winter Garden Theatre, became the New London Theatre, which has been further renamed the Gillian Lynn Theatre. It then opened on Broadway the following year. However, the first site-specific production was put on its feet in 2014 at York Guildhall by the production company Theatre Mill. But today we are coming from a South London rehearsal room where we are talking to two members who are about to join the cast of the London production of the Agatha Christie classic, which opened on October 6, 2017 at County Hall on London's South Bank. Produced by Eleanor Lloyd Productions and Rebecca Stafford Productions and directed by Lisi Bailey, the show has been extremely well received and has already seen its run extended multiple times. Lewis Cope and Carolyn Stoltz play the lovers at the center of this thriller. And they're both extremely excited to be joining such a beloved production. And that really comes across in the little chat that we had. But that's enough of a setup. I think you're ready to hear them. Have a listen.
My name is Carolyn Stoltz, and I play Romaine.
My name is Lewis Cope, and I play Leonard Vull.
Excellent. Is this the third cast that's happening? Is it starting in 2017?
This is the fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's like the unexpected hit, isn't it? It's like it's incredible. Like, well, just let's go from straight from the beginning. It's a beloved film, Billy Wilder. I mean, I am a Billy Wilder fiend. Three of his films, top, you know, for me are my top 20: The Apartment, Sunset Boulevard, and Jennifer Blondes are like three of my best favorite films ever. With The Apartment just being. So, you know, when I heard this was going to be a play, and unfortunately, full disclosure, I have yet to see it. So I'll probably see you guys. And soon. But can you take me through what it is, first for people who don't know what it's about, through what it is, and then not to where it is yet. Let's do what it is first.
Okay. So, on a basic level, it is a love story.
Yes.
About... Two people, one person who's been in the army, brought someone back from Berlin, back to London, finds himself getting friendly with a older woman, single woman, really, really rich. Mm. She is then murdered, and the whole play is trying to work out who did the murder, basically.
Mm.
Without giving too much away.
Yes.
And is that, like, is that the start of the play?
Is the start of the play is trying to find out what's happened. Yeah. So she's already been,
right.
She's been killed.
Right. Wow, nothing like a...
Yeah, who done it?
Yeah.
And was it on your radar at all, this story or this play or this film? Or?
No, not really. Well, I've heard about it. Mm. I've heard about the play. And I've heard the... But I hadn't read many Agatha Christie plays before, actually. So yeah, I was a bit...
Seen them on TV.
Yeah, of course. And
Poirot, of course.
Poirot, yeah.
Hey, David.
But, no, so I was completely new. I had never read the play before. And, yeah, when I read the play, I was taken by something. Mm. It was so detailed and good. It's a great play and a great script. And
yeah.
What they've done with it is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as, like, obviously, when you start auditioning for it and they send you a script through and you've read it for the first time, it is like a roller coaster. There's that many flips and turns and twists, and you're thinking one thing 1 minute and then the next minute something else.
There's so much underneath all the time. And so many layers.
It's been very successful. It's a new home. It's been around, shall we say.
Yeah.
But it is in a new home, and where is that new home? Well, it's not necessarily
County
new
Hall.
But it's been there for a while, so
so Witness for the Prosecution is on the South Bank inside of London County Hall, which is in an absolute amazing building inside. It's in an actual chamber, in an authentic courtroom, massive tall ceilings, beautiful architecture, huge open spaces. And really comfy seats. Really comfy seats.
Are they the most comfy seats in
the
They
are. They're the comfiest seats in the West End. Big red leather chairs, really comfy, big seats. And you just feel as though you're absolutely in it. You could be watching a film, almost.
Yeah, I think so. But it's intimate at the same time. It's...
Yeah, involved.
Yeah, it's got a real historical... it was where, you know, Ken Livingstone, kind of this famous government kind of... You know, entrenched against Maggie Thatcher.
Lots of history.
Yeah, lots of history in that room.
And you can feel it. You can absolutely feel it. As soon as you walk in, on day one, we had our read through there on stage, which was brilliant to go and see it for the first time, and it got us all so excited, didn't it?
Yeah.
And you can't, as soon as you walk through that door, you just feel exactly what you've just been talking about.
Yeah. When you walk in, and you say you can feel it. What is it about it that makes you feel like, wow, this is, I'm about to encounter something special? And that's not just as an audience member, but as performers, as actors, you know, it's not a Rossini march, you know.
Yes.
It's not separate. What is it when you kind of approach it?
Well, you're
the
involved.
Space, you mean.
Yeah.
No, the fact that you're involved, obviously, but I think the space, it looks a bit used, and it looks like it is a real courtroom.
Yeah.
It's been used for, it just hasn't been used for a while, but you can feel the history. The seats are used from, they're not new.
Yeah.
No, they're old seats of what were in the chamber.
It's all the original stuff, except I'm...
Yeah.
A few adjustments, I guess, but
just to make it
accessible
for a theatre.
And when you did you go and see it then before you came into rehearsals?
I didn't. I didn't want to get influenced.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
So that's why I haven't seen.
Yeah.
And when we first started, I thought maybe I'm being stupid. Maybe I missed out on something that the other girl kind of realised, and I just but I think. No, I just think it's... As actors, we are quite insecure sometimes. And I think comparing yourself...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Comparing yourself with someone else, I think it's not helpful. I think it's better to just go with your instinct, your own... That's how I felt. But you have seen it.
There's no right or wrong answer to that.
So
for
me, I'm insecure, so that's why.
Well, I didn't go and see it before I auditioned.
Yeah.
And then once... got being in the show and we rehearsed, we were in the second week. I just thought, when do you ever get the chance to go and watch something that you're in?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the time you can't do that. And I just thought, with this, I love the script so much, I would like to go and see it. So I went to watch it in the second week. And it was brilliant to see, you know, just from like a, to see how brilliant the production is and big it is, and also just to give yourself a little structure and a map of what it is. Do you know what I mean? It's not to, yeah.
Yeah. And would you, I mean, this is, we've seen a massive, I don't know, there's no resurgence. It's that we're at the very beginning, you know, of what immersive theatre can do.
Mm. Yeah.
And this isn't immersive, isn't the fact that you're dragging people around a different room or
no,
whatever.
No.
This is, you're inviting them into
a courtroom
where you can smell it. There's dust on the wall, you know, the high voltage ceilings, the echo that you wouldn't get in a theatre.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, how important do you think it is for new audiences and established audiences to break out of their comfort zones and find new venues or whatever and go in and especially things like County Hall?
I think it's very important. I think as well, like, I just bring more people to the theatre, if anything. People get comfortable with watching TV because it's easy.
Yeah.
And television, and we've got great television and great movies out there. So, and I think it's just to bring, and the immersive things makes it more real, which we are used to.
Yeah.
With film. And you always have this idea of theatre being very grand. And, and I think if you just make it slightly immersive, it loses that grandness.
Mm.
And it invites you in as an audience to actually, it makes it more real.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think it does feel like you could be watching a film. So with it's, you're not sat in an audience, you are actually sat, I mean, some of the seats are the jury box.
Yeah,
so there's 12 seats in there what are the jury, which you know, they are involved. Well, everyone's involved, but the jury especially are massively involved. They write the decisions down of, you know, if someone's guilty, not guilty, they get involved. They have a foreman that stands up, and it's brilliant. You are involved in the piece.
Yeah.
You're not watching something. You're in it.
You're not removed from it. And kind of,
you're involved, completely involved, which I think is just a different, I mean, it feels amazing. It's not like you're watching,
Can somebody be guilty or not guilty? Is it just a change on the night? Is that spoiling it?
No spoilers.
No, it's great. I mean, it would be fantastic to kind of think that a family could come and have their own opinions as to what is happening on stage. And
I think it will be discussions, especially in the break, where who's done it.
In the interval, you know.
And even at the end of it, like...
I didn't think it
was
thought it was... And it does get you thinking.
What is it about Agatha Christie?
She's
translates.
She's just a great storyteller, fantastic storyteller.
It's always the person you don't think.
Yeah.
And she makes you believe that it's not, and then bang!
Yeah.
You get caught out again.
Yeah. While we're here, let's talk about the themes in the play.
Yeah.
And then how relevant. Yeah. I mean, I know you just mentioned justice to me off my bed. You know, to take me through the theme of justice, how it plays in this, and how that theme is run through the play.
Well, it is set in a court. It is a court trial, so obviously justice is a massive part in finding the right person of what it is.
And also, you judge people before you know them
by
from where they're from, what they look like, and I think this, how they talk, you know, where they come from. And that's very essential in this play.
It's
class
today,
is a massive thing in the play as well. Class, like,
it's got everything. It's got racism.
Well,
we
can use the B word. We can say Brexit. You know, we're talking, but we're judging.
Well,
this
is very much, even though it's in a totally different time.
Yeah,
but it's Brexit is quite central in this play, I would say.
Similar themes.
Yeah. People should come down and see
how you haven't changed
in the last 60 years.
Yes.
A bit of both is the answer, really, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it does question a lot of those topics.
Anything else? Why should people come and see it? No, other than you guys being in it. Why should people come see?
No, I think it's a great experience, and it will create discussion afterwards. Yeah. And
the story, the venue, the writing, just the full production of it is just brilliant.
I mean, we love being told stories anyway. We love telling stories. It's what we do as actors. But I think to being told
as children, we love it from being a child, don't we?
But to sit and watch a courtroom, you know, which is the original drama, you know, people. That's why there's a gallery.
Yeah, because a public gallery.
A public gallery is real life drama happening before your eyes. And you know, I've been in Parliament when they've been debating the House of Lords. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, I've not been to. Luckily enough, not been in court.
Yeah.
Yet. Or court. Yet. So when do you guys go up? When are you?
Opening night is Tuesday the 28th of May.
Okay. Wow.
So just less than 2 weeks.
A week and a half.
How do you prepare for that? I mean, I know what I do or whatever, you know, and we have normal, you know, tech runs and dress rehearsals, but this is not your normal theatre piece. You know, how does that work in a tech run or a dress rehearsal for you guys? What's the process for you?
Just hope for the best.
Close your eyes and hang on.
Yeah, hang on for dear life.
Yeah.
No, we've had a brilliant rehearsal.
I think we're in a good place now.
Yeah, working with Lucy and Clemmy, and they're just amazing. Do you know what I mean? We're prepared, and I think it's just tell the story as if you would in the rehearsal room. Mm. I mean, there's no difference really to what we're trying to do.
No.
It's just that we're inviting other people to be in it.
To watch it.
Yeah. I think if we can just stick to what we do, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
And taking what you've done to date, I like to take something from every job that I do. You know, I've got to grow. If I didn't, I would leave the industry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't grow. But you know, you've had a lot of telly experience. You've had Billy Elliot experience. You know, and what can you take into this run, and what do you hope to get out of this run?
Mm. Well, for me, obviously, since being 11, it's the first time I've done a long run at the show, so just looking forward to being able to build that stamina up and being able to make it believable and in the moment every single show is something that I need to make happen, basically.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to doing that.
Romain is the most interesting character I've ever played.
Great.
So there's so many layers to her, and there's so much depth and colours. She's such a vibrant person in any sense. She's got everything, and I've never had a character like her. So in that way, it's a huge challenge, and it's great, and it's fun. And, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. Perfect.
Carolyn Stoltz and Lewis Cope currently rehearsing, but will be going on soon, in Agatha Christie's Witness for the Prosecution at London's County Hall on the Capitol South Bank. Before I go, just a few housekeeping notes. If you're a theater professional, head on over to curtaincallonline.com, sign up for a free profile page. All you have to do is create an account with an email address, make up a cool password, and away you go. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call. You can also follow me at John Schwab, JohnSchwab. We'd love to hear from you. If you guys have any suggestions or feedback for this podcast, get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I've just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to Lewis Cope and Carolyn Stoltz for giving up some of their lunch hour to sit down and chat to me. I cannot wait to see them in the production, and you should go too. It has received raves across the board, and if they're promising the most comfortable seats in London, well, I'm just going to go have to check it out, and I'm going to. For tickets and show information, visit witnesscountyhall.com, and who knows, when you get your ticket, you may even end up in the jury box. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye. We'll be right back.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.